December 5. The enemy does not give up easily. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Those who consecrate their all to God will not be left unmolested by the enemy of souls. Satan will come to them with his specious temptations, designing to allure them from their loyalty to God. He will present to them his bribe, as he did to Christ in the wilderness of temptation, saying, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Matthew chapter 4, verse 9. But what should be the answer of the Christian to all the temptations of the evil one? He should say, "I will not lend my influence in any way to the advancement of anything save the cause of Christ. I am not my own. I have been bought with a price. I am not to live to please myself, for I have been purchased, ransomed by the blood of Christ. It is not possible for me to give to Christ more than that which belongs to him, for every moment of my life belongs to him. I am his possession, a servant employed to do the will of my master. This is the only position that is safe for us to occupy. And if the individual members of the church felt in this way, what a power would the church exert to draw and win souls to Christ? It is this half-hearted work, the effort to serve God and the devil at the same time, that leaves the church so destitute of the Spirit of God. Were the members of the church consecrated to God, were they in the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, were they organized for the purpose of imparting to others an influence of good, the church would be indeed the light of the world. Should the individual members seek to represent Christ to the world in character and life, thousands would be attracted to the Savior, who now have reason to criticize the words and works of those who profess the name of Christ. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Home Missionary, October 1, 1892.